Blog Talk Radio.
Away, away from the noise, alone with you. Nothing else matters.
We are standing on holy ground.
Come on, lift your hands.
Yeah. Has this generation raised the hell it said it would? So much that we witness heaven and cannot tell us good. Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us. And this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, reserved, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb. Feeling like my life, still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. The heartbeat in my chest echo the Lord's drum. The same war drum that soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times. Look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive. Come alive, rise from night to day. Abandon your chains, snatch your wings, and fly away. This good news is gorgeous and fruitful. The death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve. Restricting them to a cross, resulted in them being loosed. In the spirit, been imparted to the troops. None of us ain't getting it, just the talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know a tree, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord want him.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, what's cracking? What's happening? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. All glory to God, the Almighty. All glory to God, Abba Father. All glory to God. Yeah. All through the Lord Jesus Christ, being led and guided by the Holy Spirit. All right? Isaiah 61. Before we go there, before you turn your Bible to Isaiah 61 and we go in, let's go before the throne with prayer. Father, Abba Father, thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for allowing us to live on the earth with that burden being lifted off of us. Yeah, being able to live and experience being on the earth and being forgiven by you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us faith through your word. Let us continue, Father, to hear what you are saying and let us obey you. Thank you for these scriptures tonight. Thank you for your presence already here. Father, you are always there for us. You are, you say, with two or more gather together in your name, you're there in the midst. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence. Father, have your way in this broadcast. Continue to have your way in our lives. Continue to have your way on this earth. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done, Father, on this earth as it is in heaven. Continue, Father, to lift up your standard against the enemy when he comes in like a flood. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We going in, man. Got your homie Oasis on the line right now. You know what I'm talking about? Carlinda, she was supposed to be on here. She had an emergency come up. And then Gerald, he'll be coming through when he come through. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Holy Spirit here. Father here. Jesus the Christ here. You know what I'm talking about? And we ready to jump into the scriptures, man. Not looking to be up through here forever. You know what I'm saying? But I am finna start back, though. So we going to be on here. We going to take our time. And I was going to start on Isaiah 61, but I'm going to go back a chapter. And so we going to start in Isaiah 60. How about that? Matter of fact, I see something up there before Isaiah 60. So we going to go back to Isaiah 59. And how about verse 19, and then we're going to read all the way through Isaiah 61. So, starting today. Yeah, that's how the Holy Spirit moves. You can give him your plans all you want. He's going to do what he want to do, but that's all you have to do is be subject to him. Yeah, don't be subject to your agenda, what you plan, but be subject to the Holy Spirit and whatever he says. Whatever the Spirit wants. So, we're going to go back a few chapters, a couple of chapters to Isaiah 59, and we're going to start at verse 19. That's amazing. So, Isaiah chapter 59, starting at verse 19. When you have it, say amen. Oh, I can't hear you. It's all good. I'm going to give you a few more seconds to get there. Isaiah 59, verse 19. We're starting right there, and we're going to read through Isaiah 60 and Isaiah 61. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate everybody tuning in, however you're tuned in. Still up through here going in. All glory goes to God our Father. So, yeah, man. Isaiah chapter number 59. Hope everything is working good. Trying a new phone out here. So, I hope the sound is right. Clear. All right. Mic check, we ready? Isaiah 59, verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord. So shall they fear the name of the Lord. From the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. So that's the east. They don't fear God. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall. Yeah, okay, I got it. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, against that enemy. The Spirit of the Lord is always against that enemy. W-A-R. Yeah, we at war. Verse 20, Isaiah 59 says, and the Redeemer, Jesus, the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Zion is your place of praise. The Redeemer shall come to Zion. Praise him. He always worthy every season, no matter what we're going through. And it says, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. He's going to come to those that turn from transgression. You got to hear what he's saying. You got to do it too, not lip service. Love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. So the Redeemer coming to Zion when you praise him, right? And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Verse 21 says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of your My words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seed. Your grandchildren all up through there, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Your children and your children's children. From henceforth and forever. So this starting today, and it's going to last throughout all them generations right there. Your children and your children's children. Have you ever thought about that? Your children's children. But that's nice, though. So his words, he putting in our mouth. Now, and that's the thing about God, he renews it. He don't have to wait to no beginning of no year or nothing. He'll renew your season and renew you right there in the middle of your circumstance or in the middle of the year, whatever. He got it. All right? So his word is going to be in our mouth and in our children's mouth and in our children's children's mouth. Okay? Verse 6, we are ready for Isaiah chapter 60. Okay, hold on. I see Prophet Gerald ready to speak on it. What up? Well, Mike, check Prophet Gerald. What's happening, bro?
I just wanted to point out something real quick, you know, because, you know, it's a lot of, it'd be a lot of revelation in when you be reading them, it'd be a lot of like, little clues, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That it be speaking on. So if you look at, just going back up to 20, and when it said, it talks about Jacob, it talks about Jacob. And so I'm going to read where, and I want to talk about where it talks about your seed. It said, your seed, says the Lord. It's talking about, and when he talked about Jacob, he told Abraham, he said, I'm going to make you a nation. And so, when we get back to the construct or the blueprint, the family is supposed to be, it's talking about the family. When we talk about Jacob, it's talking about bloodline family. When it's talking about the seed, it's talking about your children, your children's children. And so one thing that we done got away from, and the Bible say turn from our transgression in Jacob, we done transgressed when it comes to getting away from the family structure and getting away from the family unit. And the father is supposed to teach his children to father the Lord, and then it's supposed to be passed down. And it ain't got nothing to do with no, you know, with the church system when it comes to, like, we got all these buildings and all these different leaders and all that kind of stuff. It goes back to the family. If it's based off of the family, it's easier for the mantle to be passed down.
Right.
So that's true. Do want to say that, like, that's order, though. That's talking about getting back to an order. Like, it go back to the father, it go back to the son, and it go back to the sons, and the sons, like, and it's generational with that. So I guess something that I know that had to be restored. But that's it, though.
Amen. Yeah. It's just like it could be generational curses. It could be also, it also can be generational blessings. And that's what we own. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Whenever you're ready, you know, I'm going to leave your mic on, bro. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We going in, man. The topic says Isaiah 61. That's the title, but we started in Isaiah 59, the latter verses, verse 19, 20, and 21. Now we're ready for Isaiah 60, though. Then we're going to get to Isaiah 61. So, yeah, we in for a treat. So, Isaiah chapter number 60, we're going to keep going. Verse 1, appreciate you, Prophet Gerald, coming through there. All right. Isaiah 60, verse 1 says, arise. And this is action, so it's telling you to do something. Yeah, whoever listening to this. Okay, then. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Tell you God doing something right now. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Long as you're giving the glory to him, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Oh, goodness. Well, hallelujah. Verse 2 says, for behold, yeah, look, you can see this. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. That been happening since 2020. Really? Making it real plain. Yeah, coronavirus is what they call it. That been happening since 2020. The gross darkness. Well, it says, and gross darkness the people. So the darkness going to cover the earth. Gross darkness going to cover the people. Mm-hmm. But the Lord shall rise upon you, though. Yeah, you, whoever, whosoever will, and whoever is doing his will. Right? But the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Yeah, this ain't for everybody. This is for those who hear his word and do what he's saying, all right? We in Isaiah chapter number 60, verse number 3 says, and the Gentiles shall come to your light because you're obeying God. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. It's affecting the spirit realm, and it gets results in the physical realm as well. So the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. It ain't nothing that you're doing, because it says the glory of the Lord is risen upon you in verse 1. Mm-hmm. Letting you know, get up. Go shine forth. The glory of the Lord is on you. You ain't got to stop. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Why? The glory of the Lord is on you. Verse 4, Isaiah 60. Verse 4 says, lift up your eyes round about and see. God proving himself to you. Lift up your eyes round about you right now, right? And see, all they gather themselves together, they come to you. I'm talking about the anointing is like a magnet. It attracts. They come to you because the glory of the Lord on you. Your sons shall come from afar. I'm talking about you ever pull up in a line or just be somewhere. Next thing you know, somebody else come or pull up, and then somebody else come. And then next thing you know, it's a whole line of folks or a whole crowd of people. Okay, like that. The anointing. Not nothing we do. It's all for God's glory. So he ain't got no business. He don't have no shame. He's not ashamed to be called our God because we're giving the glory to him. So lift up your eyes, verse 4, Isaiah 60. Lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can help. Your sons and your daughters, and not just physical, but other sons and daughters from far. Right? All right. Verse 5, then you shall see and flow together. That's what the Holy Spirit does. We're going to flow together. Then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. All this coming unto you. Your heart shall fear and be enlarged. Why? Because all this abundance, oh my goodness, preach, Holy Ghost, all this abundance coming to you, personal delivery to you from heaven, from God. Okay, all right, yeah, I like that. Verse 6, the multitude of camels, see, he's pointing it out, breaking it down for us. The multitude of camels shall cover you. That's a lot. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. Now remember, he said from afar, right? They shall bring gold, but that's more valuable than the dollar bill because they're trying to buy that gold. They shall bring gold, though. It's going to have some value. And incense, that's value. God showed people how to make gold. He showed them how to make incense. He showed them how to make the incense, man. Just, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Cheerful givers coming. Hallelujah. Send them, Father. Cheerful givers. Are you a cheerful giver? Cheerful givers coming then. Giving it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. Shall men give, right? They shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All you got to be is a good steward. God wants you to be a steward. A steward, another updated word for steward, manager. Manage the earth. Manage what God gives you. Manage your family. Manage your life. Manage your time. Verse 7 says, all the flocks, we in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 7, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto you, still going. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running on. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto you. Yeah, sometimes you feel like you're always being the one that minister. Remember, Jesus had angels come minister to him, so God sending forth ones that's going to minister unto you. I like that. Shall minister unto you, and they shall come up with, it says, and they shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. God doing this. This is not religion. This is not no doctrine of men. This is God's spirit doing this, all right? Nothing to play with, all right? And what it says, I want y'all to remember acceptance because I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. In the day, it says the acceptable year of the Lord over there in Isaiah 61, we'll get to it, right? The acceptance. And then, hold on, I got to pause since we on that. Hold on, we'll come back to Isaiah 60. Hold on. I got to go somewhere else. Where is it? Ecclesiastes. Watch this. Acceptance, right? Just going with that. It says Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7, go your way, eat your bread with joy. So get you some joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, right? For God now accepts your works. Faith and work. God now, right now, accepts your works, okay? Okay, now faith. Go with now, too. Now faith. God is doing something right now. They got the letters backwards talking about the NWO. We flip them around because we got authority over the power of Satan. So we go with N-O-W right now. Now faith. Back over to Isaiah chapter 60. You always got now. That means your faith should always be active in God. And a preacher pointed out, he said that, Mary had faith to believe God. You know, well, it was Martha had faith to believe, you know, the future for the resurrection. She had faith in God that he would have healed Lazarus yesterday, but she didn't have faith right now that Jesus can come and be the resurrection right now and raise her brother up right then. I said, boy, you always got N-O-W. Your faith always needs to be active right now. God is always active now. Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 8 says, who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the islands, the islands, shall wait for me. The islands wait for God. And the ships of Tarshish first to bring your sons from afar. Still talking about from afar. Their silver and their gold with them. Valuable. Unto the name of the Lord your God, because you chose to glorify God and continue to believe and work for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth. They bring it unto the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. He glorified you. They bring it to him. Boy, that's what me and Prophet Jerry was talking about. Like, that's something got to be. It got to be stronger than. Got to be something bigger and stronger than what they are used to and what they fear. Got to be something stronger than and bigger than their government. Something stronger and bigger than their government, their money. got to be something bigger, something stronger than the money, something bigger, something stronger than their guns and their bullets, something bigger, something stronger than their prisons, institutions, and all this crap. We got it. Yeah, G-O-D, God on deck. Surely the isles, they waiting for the Lord, they bringing all this. It says, and the ships of Tarshish first to bring your sons from afar, from far, their silver and their gold with them unto the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. His rules to this. God is doing this. Remember, stay about his business. You straight. All right? He's going to increase. He's going to increase you. Stay about his business, though. And the sons, I'm talking about increase everything. Oh, my goodness. I need to read that, too. I'm going to find that on the break. And the sons of strangers shall build up your walls. Manage it. Right? Management. Stewards. They're going to build it. Manage it. And the sons of strangers shall build up your walls, but they're coming from afar. And their king shall minister unto you, for in my wrath I smote you. In my wrath I hit you. Right? But in my favor, the suffer can't compare to the glory, but in my favor have I had mercy on you. I already had it on. Experience this mercy. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night. They shut the churches, right? The churches shut down first. I guess that's what they get, because I was riding my churches, and you know how they be shutting their gates. I'm like, no, people can't even pull up in the gate, in the parking lot of the church or nothing no more. The gate, they got the gates blocked. You just keep on pushing. Like, go on, bro. I guess that's why I go. I had to close y'all up. And then, if you notice, everything opening back up. Everything been open back up. But we'll look at the church. Still struggling. These churches, I'm going to say it like that. These churches. The church, the body of Christ, we still standing. The kingdom of God, we still thriving. God's still doing what he's doing. Y'all hear it going on. You experiencing it now. Isaiah 60. We just reading and letting God do what he do through these scriptures, man. Isaiah 60, verse 11 says, therefore, your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto you the forces. They're going to bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. So the forces, that's the armies and stuff, right? And their kings. Got to be something greater than their armies. Got to be something greater than their government, their king. Okay. Got it. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you. Ooh. Yeah, right. This circle this one. This gonna help you out, whoever listening. Circle this verse. Remember this one, Isaiah chapter 60. Well, that's power packed. Verse 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Because why? You about God's business. That's why everything coming to you. Tell you that anointing attracts like a magnet, man. All right, verse 13 says, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, to beautify the place of God. He giving it to you, increasing it because you were doing right. You were faithful over a few. It's going to make you master over much, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. You're going to use it for the right reason. He was watching you the whole time. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. He going to do this. He keeps saying, I will, right? That's God doing it. The sons also of them that afflicted you. Yeah. Bring those enemies of mine here. Where are those enemies of mine? Yeah, all that opposition. Bring them. The sons also in Isaiah 60, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 14, the sons also of them that afflicted you shall come bending unto you, bowing down unto you, and all they that despise you, everybody that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord. They're going to call you the city of the Lord. All this coming out of you, that's why it took so long. It's the city of the Lord that God is building through you, through us, the city of the Lord. They're going to call you that. They ain't going to just see no one person. They gonna, that's the city of the Lord. That's the kingdom of God right there. The city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. That's who you are. Golly, bro. Isaiah 60, verse 15. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, You done went through that. You done felt forsaken. You done felt hated up until, well, probably to this day. And right now things are changing because God let you know, I love you. I'm not the one that's treating you like that. That's them. You continue to focus on him, and you didn't change your love for him. God, oh my goodness, he's about to bless you for that. But he is blessing you for that. And just to let you know, God talking to you, that's wealth right there by itself. Him talking to you is wealth. Yeah, being in a relationship with him, that's more than enough. But he's going to increase you with everything we just read about, right? Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, an eternal. Only God can do this. He's starting it now, and it's going to last through eternity. I will make you an eternal excellency. That's A++, right? Excellency. A+, like a grade. A++. Okay. I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy, not a depressed, a joy of many generations. Remember your seeds coming from afar, and your seeds started off over there in 59, right? Many generations. Keep the faith. Keep your faith in God. It's serious. Do not cast away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. Verse 16, Isaiah 60 says, you shall also suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breast of kings. You shall know that the Lord, you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior. You're wealthy. Told you God talking to you as well. Yeah, suck the milk. Milk make you grow, right? All that. You need that. That's when you come in. That's the first thing you eat is milk. Right. All right, then. Help you grow. That's the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of the kings of kings. That kings, they royal, right? Yeah, he talking about no literal sucking no breast with that homo bullshit. He's easy to only try. All right? So the royalty, though, the wealth of the kings coming, right? And you shall know that I, God, going to do it. He got to do it colossal, and it's big, so you can know, and so they can know. What? That I, the Lord, am your Savior. He going to show up. I'm their Savior. He's not ashamed to be called your God, because you representing him right. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer. I'm bringing you back too. I redeem you. The Mighty One of Jacob. Whosoever will. Verse 17, for brass I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver. Keep talking about gold and silver. That's about three times. Silver and gold. Gold and silver. And you know he ain't playing, because our heavenly home made out of transparent gold. So for brass, I will bring gold, and the earth bring forth gold. The earth bring forth silver every season. It producing every year and everything, man. So God, our good God. For brass I will bring gold. We in verse 17, Isaiah 60. For iron I will bring silver. For wood, brass. And for stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace. Peace officers, real ones. Because God doing this. Ordained by God. I will also make your officers peace and your exactors righteousness. The true government. On Jesus' shoulders. We operate by that every day. That's right. Verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within your borders. The increase is coming. It's here. But you shall call your walls salvation. That got everything to do with God and him rebirthing you, the born-again process, salvation. And you growing in him too. All right? And it says, in your gates, praise. Keep praising God, man. Salvation and praise. Verse 19, the sun shall be no more your light by day. You don't even need the sun no more. You don't even need these little earthly elements is what God is saying. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. You ain't even the sun. The S-U-N shall be no more your light by day. You ain't going to even be studying the sun. You be getting up before the sun anyway. neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto you, but this why, the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. God, everlasting light. Turn it on right now and leave it on forever and ever, ever, and ever, ever, and your God, your glory. The sun, yeah, your God is going to be your glory. That's better than money. Get it right. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be your everlasting light. And the days of your mourning shall be ended. Yeah, the suffering cannot compare to the glory. We up in the glory, man. We done been through the suffering. Verse 21 says, your people. So anytime the devil try to bring suffering to you, not just for this season, but I'm talking about this, the acceptable year of the Lord, and it lasts for a long time. So anytime the devil try to bring that crap to you, just give it right back to him. Send it right back to him. So your people also shall be all righteous. And that's who you want around you. Your people also shall be all righteous. Keep your circle small. You got too many folks in the crowd. There's a lot of snakes out there. So you know what I'm talking about. So we got to keep it small. But then the foundation is laid right, and then watch what God do, because we're allowing him to build it. Except the Lord builds the house. Except the Lord builds the ministry. Except the Lord builds your life. Except the Lord builds your career. Except the Lord builds your business. It's all vanity. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The branch of my planting, God doing this, the work of my hands. I ain't got no problem glorifying God and him getting the props. I love it. Matter of fact, I love it. That I may be glorified. We love giving God glory. That's why he gonna increase you like that and increase me like that. A little one shall become a thousand. Oh yeah. The little one, yeah, keep your circle small. The little one shall become a thousand, though. And a small one, a strong nation, though. A whole nation, bro. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. I'm going to make sure it happens. And hasten means going to do it quick. Keep trusting God. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Well, when we come back, we'll finally be in Isaiah 61. I'm going to take a phrase break right quick, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Prophet Gerald, if you want to talk, man, when we come back, just go ahead and do it. All right? We'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you got your homie Oasis on here and Prophet Gerald on that thing. We'll be right back.
Business on this one. That's for real. I mean business. No, I'm not. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. When I first started off in this walk with my Savior, I didn't know years later I would be in divine favor with God, but humans be hating real hard, cause they don't understand that it's a new face in the yard. Don't hate on me, just try to do what I do, cause I'm serious about my walk with Christ. Now what about you? You looking down your nose at me like you the judge. I did nothing to you, so why you holding the grudge? But whatever the case may be, I'm still gonna walk with Christ, and I'ma serve him to the full for the rest of my life. Don't judge a book by his cover, we don't fight. Flesh and blood is that
really what you mean, man? Where is the love?
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, you'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, you'll take you real, real far. I'm back at you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bringing me through. Help me to stay focused on you and do what I got to do. I'm winning souls for your kingdom, reaching out to the youth. If they want to keep me out the church, then I'll preach from this booth. Cause I can see a rock crying out in my place. Thank you, Jesus, every time for pleading my case. I need you every day of my life to lead me down the right path. And I don't want to be here when Father pulls out his wrath on mankind, because we rejected you in the worst of ways. And black folks, I guess we forgot how you were with us when we were slaves. But what do? We blame you. Like it's your fault, like you didn't have the power to bring the bondage to a halt.
I mean business.
No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be your star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, you'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, you'll take you real, real far.
I mean business, continue Father to lead and guide me at an altitude that many may find difficult to fly. As I spread my wings and soar like eagles that glide, and no matter how high I fly, I know you stay by my side. I'm gonna run and not be weary, as well as walking, I faint, doing all that I can, not worrying about what I can't. I'm not bowing to nothing or nobody else but you, taking the stand like the Hebrew boys did for you too. I know you bring me out the fire unharmed and not burned. They were in the fire praising you, and now it's my turn. Continue to hold me up and build my character and my faith, and thank you for the promise you gave me inside your amazing grace.
I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what we talking about. And that's what we own. That's what we experimenting. Yeah, experiencing, should I say. Experiencing, that's what we are experiencing. Yeah, from God, our Father. We experience him taking us real, real far. Now, in case you didn't know, man, we are experiencing this chapter, or that verse that says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. It was a good measure right there in Isaiah 59. We started off at Isaiah 59 in verse 19. That was a good measure right there. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lift up his standard. You know what I'm talking about? And they're going to fear the name of the Lord from the east to the west, from the west to the east. That was just one verse. Good measure. Then he pressed that thing down and shook it together while we was going through Isaiah 60. Now he about to make that thing run over with Isaiah 61. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so we ready, man. Mic check, 1, 2, and 2. Okay, we good. Isaiah chapter 61. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. About to run it over. Isaiah 61, verse 1. You ready? Read of the Lord God is upon me. You reading that? He talking about, yeah, that's you too. Take it personal. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings. He anointed you to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. So you're preaching good tidings to the meek, not the weak, the meek ones, those that's meek enough, humble enough to hear. Okay, all right. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Gonna set you free physically and spiritually. Gonna do it spiritually first, all right? Verse 2 says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It started about 3-4 years ago, really, though. And a day of vengeance, though, of our God. blessing those that are obedient to him, blessing those that have faith in him, and then he crushing the wicked ones. And he know how to do it. Just think about his people Israel and Egypt at the same time. They over here, the Egyptians experiencing darkness and power on, the lights are on over here with Israel back then, all right, in Exodus. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, kingdom, we say it all the time, don't even know what we be talking about. We don't even know what we be saying, huh? We don't realize it, put it like that. We be saying the kingdom, we know something, but it's king dominion, right? That's the dumb part, dominion, kingdom, king dominion. Yeah, he got dominion over heaven. He gave you dominion on earth, man, right? King, you're a king. King of kings. We're kings because of him. Dominion because of him, right? He dominate his throne. This is ours. If the devil is on this mug dominating, he's operating illegally. You got every right to bust him up, right? You know how they treat you if you do something illegal? They treat us that way if we do something legal. So if the devil operating on the earth in dominion, he's operating, he's illegal. It's out of order, like prophet said earlier. You, son of God, sons of God, bust him up. Yeah.
All right.
To proclaim the acceptable year. Go ahead, bro.
This dealing with too, the Bible said the creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And you can see the order. The earth is like is releasing the blessings and the wealth and setting things in order, but it's because of the manifestation, the revealing of the sons of God. So that's all right. What all this chaos is about. All this chaos is about awakening God's chosen vessels to begin to walk in dominion.
Wow. The first shall be last. The last shall be first. See? It shall be. Remember, God said, I will do this in Isaiah 60. I will, right? Ooh, we, the suffering can't compare to the glory. That shall, the glory shall be revealed. It shall happen. That's all you got to say. Put it in your atmosphere. It shall happen. Whatever it is that God told you. All right? Believe him. If you stop believing him, go back and start believing him. Right? So to proclaim Isaiah 61, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord God is on me to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. And we don't know how long his year is going to last, because one day to him is 1,000 years to man. 1,000 years to man is one day to God, and we in the acceptable year of the Lord. So that's why I said it started about about 4 years ago, me and Gerald was talking. All right, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and we've been on Isaiah 61 ever since. brought us right back to it. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Remember Zion, the place of praise. So whoever is mourning inside their praise, this is to comfort them, right? Hallelujah. Your praise has been arrested. Well, here go your get out of jail free praise, all right? To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, told you. Beauty for your ashes. God's beauty. The oil of joy. Oil of joy. That's the second time we heard joy, right? For mourning. All that crying and sadness, you got joy now instead. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Keep praising him. Even though it got heavy, it was heavy, you kept praising him, right? Keep doing it. Because you're about to experience the beauty, the oil of joy, the garment of praise, right? For the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, right? Remember what they said in Isaiah 60, verse 15, I will make you, verse 14, the latter part, the city of the Lord. They're going to call you. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel, right? Go back to Isaiah 61, the latter part of verse 3, the planting of the Lord, right? That he may be glorified. They're going to call you trees of righteousness. They're going to look, it's going to draw them because they don't want religion. They don't want religion. They need something. This is the light that we got, the light that we are carrying, right? Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord is on you. The planting of the Lord, that's what you are. You allow God to plant you and groom you and prune you and all this stuff, bro and sister. Verse 4 says, and they shall build the old waste places. They're going to build the old wastes, the old waste places, really. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Now, they think they are doing this by gentrification, but God ain't talking about that. See, they copycat. That's a copycat system. They want to build up the old ways places, the ghettos, the hoods and all that, raise the price up and all that bull crap. So they're not doing it for us. This is what God going to do. This is what he going to do through us. They shall build the old ways, the old ways. Remember, they used to have faith in God. Now it's wasted, right? They shall raise up the former desolations, right? Used to have faith. The churches are desolate right now too, right? They shall repair the waste cities. You are in the right position for God to use you as a tool to repair the waste cities. You ain't just living in the city for no reason, man. The desolations of many generations too. Remember your children's children and all that, right? And children's children, your children. And then it said many generations over there. And then now it's saying it again. Many generations, you're going to repair it. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. The sons of the alien, yeah, strangers, all right? That's what alien is, not no green whatever, all right? The sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Coming from afar, remember? Isaiah 60. Verse 6 says, but you shall be named a priest of the Lord. God doing this for you. You're going to be named a priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches. I told you. What we were talking about earlier about the kings, right? The riches of the Gentiles, you're going to eat that. And in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame, you shall have double. For confusion, okay, for your shame, you shall have double. I'm going to give you double for your shame. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. You're going to be rejoicing. Therefore, in their land, yeah, you are stuck like, why in the world is happening? For your confusion, God going to give you some rejoicing. You're going to start rejoicing in your portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. So you're going to get double. He said it twice in that verse. And everlasting joy on top of that. God don't know how to stop giving. He said, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. He do it like that. He the best giver. You know what I'm talking about? For I, the Lord, love judgment. We in Isaiah 61, verse 8. Appreciate everybody tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? Isaiah 61, verse 8. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I love judgment. Right? I hate robbery. For burnt offering. If you're going to judge it right. You know right from wrong, right? I hate robbery for burnt offering. Don't rob and then try to give me the burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. If you let me direct you, right? I'm going to direct you in truth. You got to depend on your own understanding or all them philosophies or religions or opinions of man. I will direct their work in truth. God going to do it. He created you, right? And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, an everlasting. That's another word that you need to highlight that should stick out, everlasting. What he's doing right now is everlasting. So it's so everlasting that you can go back and get these scriptures again. Start with Isaiah 59 and 19 and go read all the way up again through Isaiah 61, the whole chapter, all right? Verse 8, Isaiah 61, verse 8, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. Your, your seed again. Mm-hmm. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, your children, and their offspring among the people. Their offspring, children, children again, sound like to me. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. They gonna know ain't nobody could do this, no school, no nothing. The Lord did this one. You his trophy. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. So you do that. Greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful. This ain't no sad message. Came by to bring y'all a blessing. You know what I'm talking about? I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. That's your attitude. Right? And you can do this from now on. Decide that you're going to greatly rejoice in the Lord. Here goes some more scripture with that. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice in it and be glad. And God made every day, right? So that scripture is relevant every day. So I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He still ain't finished. He done put you some new clothes on. The garment of salvation. Letting them know this is my presence. This is my son. This is my daughter. Right? Sons of God. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me. Got you protected. With the robe of righteousness. That's righteousness. That's because Jesus, you know, did the law for you. Now you got the faith. Yeah, we are the righteousness of God. By what Jesus did. Something the law couldn't do that God had to do through Jesus. So the robe of righteousness, he covered me with that. And it says, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Yeah, beautiful, glorious. Verse 11 says, for as the earth brings forth her bud, and we are experiencing that now in the springtime too. I tell you, N-O-W, now. For as the earth brings forth her bud, that's going on right now physically too. Look how we lined up with the spirit and the physical. And as the garden causes the things that are sown into it to spring forth, so the Lord God, the Lord God will cause righteousness. You ain't got to do it. The Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. You know what I'm talking about? And prophet, if you got anything you want to say on that, man, you can speak on that. You about to get up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? I'll give you the opportunity if you got anything you want to say.
Yeah, it looked like there's a picture being painted. And it's like showing us like the opposite of what you see today, which is greed, ruling, wickedness, you know what I'm saying, spiritual wickedness in high places. And you can tell that God's economy, you know what I'm saying, is going to be free flowing, and you could be able to get what you need, and stuff is going to be given into your hands. Like, you don't have to beg nobody to help you, because you can tell that the overthrow of Satan's government is going to be the fulfillment or be the revealing of the sons of God, and it's going to be a new economy. You know what I'm saying? The earth is going to be under a new leadership. You know what I'm saying? And so you're going to see things flow like you've never seen them before, because greed, wickedness, pride, all that will be ruling nobody.
Hallelujah. Sound like kingdom to me, man. I got, okay, so two more things I want to say. You know, I'm going to read something and then we're going to get out. But I wanted to tell y'all, hold on, let me find it. So this is, if you want to do it, this is your... give you some homework. You know what I'm talking about? You need to do it. I ain't going to say if you want to. Here goes some homework for you. That was good. And I say, God, don't stop. You know what I'm talking about? To continue on and get some more study of this, you got to know that you are the Joshua generation. We are the Joshua generation. They call us Generation X, and they trying to call everybody after us, Y, Z, all that. But we are the Joshua generation, and, you know, the hip-hop generation, X or whatever they want to call us. We got influence for all the rest of the generations, all right? So when you read Zechariah 3, all right, it's 10 verses. It's going to power you up even more. It's going to bless you even more. It's more blessing in there for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's Zechariah 3 for your extra study and your extra homework and your extra power up. But let me read this, and then we're going to be out, man. I'm going to play some music, and we out, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 and verse 8, talking about giving. Watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. You got to be cheerful when you give. Now, verse 8 is what brought me here. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work, right? Going to increase you with everything. You're not going to lack anything. God is able. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Why? Because it's for his kingdom. When the hip-hop meets Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Hey, tune in tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We back up through there. You know what I'm talking about? Peace.
Mic check 1 2 1 2.
Trust in ordained.com.
He's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in him? He can't give life. You breathe the same air as me. Heart cold as ice. You the real. Here's the deal. I own it. Right.
Trust in politicians. He's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
Don't get caught up in the mix, Satan's full of dirty tricks. But I'm picking up some bricks and throwing them right at him. Watch him scatter, duck dodge, mess up his data. It really do matter about our only hope. King, Lord, Savior, he makes the defeated foe change all of his evil behavior. Oh yeah, you best believe I'm calling you out, and at the same time I'm gonna shout about our only hope. Can you cope, man? I've been broke, plans didn't have him. I was trying to do my own thing, and then he came alive in my life. Show me he really paid the price. Are we gonna stand and be sons of God or hide like mice?
Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
A black man, the president, is it a godsend? If it is, I know one thing, we really at the end of bad ways. We were treated, even now still is. Just years ago, there was even war between our kids. Genesis, don't you forget, who are you playing with? You really didn't think, but the Lord saw all of it. He told his friend Abraham that he had his back, and after harsh bondage and oppression, he did prove that. Don't get mad at us, it's bigger than me and you. It's our time to shine, he brought us through. Respect is due, there's got to be more than what they offer in this life. You heard about that book that cut sharper than a two-edged knife?
Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
Father, keep me and let your will be done on earth. You got kindness, mercy, and grace that frees us from the curse. We go through a lot as a people, not talking about the human race. Black folks, yes, the black male gets no mercy with his taste. conspiracy, not studying the trap they set for me. Isaiah, let me know, no weapon gon' work, you see. Lord, help me reach with the one and only hope. You are always with us, even when it hung us from a rope. Lord, let your kingdom come, Lord, let your will be done. We will continue to follow you until you come. Faith and trust in mankind is not the change we need. I'm gonna sit and watch with Jesus, cause this world is full of greed. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Get it. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna get rid of Jesus? Is that what you're trying to do? You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right, and he really don't see us. Yeah, right, you got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right, look, you got it all wrong. If you think I'ma sing Jesus another sad love song, this is where I belong. I'm in his bosom, right where God wants me to be. Thank you for opening my eyes so I can clearly see. I see all the evil attacks from the enemy, but I'm pro-Christ, so the enemy ain't no friend for me. Destroy Jesus, you're right. You couldn't do it then. Now you in this day and age like you got a chance to win. Everybody screaming out God, but won't scream out Jesus. Satan trying to do what he can, so we don't believe this. Receive this, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Believe it or not, there's no other way except through Christ. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right, the devil's already defeated, and Jesus won't be. He conquered death, got out that grave because of you and me. I love him too, I'ma live for him until the day that I die. The world is crazy, we'll understand it better by and by. They say if you wanna preach Jesus, then go to church. But Jesus says go into the world where most of my people are hurt. They say one final blow will destroy Jesus all the way. Just don't forget that Jesus' father might have something to say. I'm his brother saying something, got more brothers and sisters. Hope he have even more because of some of you listeners. Don't forget, Christ died for us so we can live for him. Just come to him as you are because he won't condemn. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right.
All out of character, God, and I even had nerve to get a phone number the other day, Lord, and I just know that ain't how Christians are supposed to act, Lord. I didn't mean to jaywalk, Lord. I need somebody to just come to me and be real, God, and let me know am I still loved.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're about to have a meeting over here, man.
Okay.
You're welcome to come. And I know. Don't be afraid, man.
Where?
Come on over. Everybody ready? Alright, look. Good evening, outcast. How are you this evening? I'm verbal to mouthpiece, and this is the speak easy. Welcome to the album. Welcome to New Breed. Welcome to the real. Welcome controversy. Welcome to the kingdom. If you're tired of being hurt, if you've been kicked out of the church because of the length of your skirt, or you ain't tucking your shirt because that ain't how your mind works. They told you you couldn't cut it and wouldn't find your worth. And all of your life, you feel there's gotta be more. Burning desires inside that won't be ignored. Come out of the world with control to tell men. This is the rebellion. You can let yourself in. We rebels with the cause. He's taking us all falls. So be not afraid, but speak like you told Paul. And hold not that peace. We tearing down the wall. The movement's underway. It's time to heed the call. Of come on. Generation X, away with those beasts. Ain't no generation X. They ain't ready for this, but we don't need their approval. Cause tomorrow never comes. Hey, we no longer the future. We the present surprise. It'll open up y'all eyes, make the world much better in a way that is clever. But before we can do that, we gotta first come together. So tell a friend about the album. Tell them to come see me. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy.
Cold. flight of time as I was being lifted was.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.